FM.
Live and local.
This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Newsmaker this Friday morning is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 25th of March at 7:27, 33 degrees on our way to 58 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Four Rivers General Manager Dennis Svanis, previewing the utilities annual members meeting that is coming up here very soon. Dennis, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's a happy Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me just ask you here, what has this particular Friday happier than others?
Well, I actually get to have a birthday tomorrow, so looking forward to that.
Happy birthday.
It's a beautiful. Oh, thank you. And it's a beautiful sunny day. Looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day.
Well, Dennis, let's talk about your upcoming members meeting, which I think is coming up Monday evening. What do you have on the agenda here, and why is it important for utility members here to be at least engaged with this?
So every year we do our annual meeting of the membership, and we talk about different things that are going on with the co-op, do some reports, talk about how things are going. We are feeding everybody, so starting at 5 o'clock, it's down in Independence at Memorial Hall. Doors open at 5 o'clock for a meal. It's Italian on the menu, so lasagna and chicken, something or another. So looking forward to that. And then at 7 o'clock starts the business meeting. We have a gift for everybody, that for all the members that register. And then we have some door prizes, things like that. Some nice ones, I might add. So definitely worth being there, try to win some of those. And we do have a keynote speaker. Major General Lee Tefanelli will be speaking as well. So looking forward to all of that.
That's quite a bit on the plate here, pun fully intended for Monday. Let me ask you here about the year that has been here for Four Rivers. You know, there was clearly early last year in February. You had, like all other utilities across the central third of the country, the massive cold snap which hit the utility. And also, you know, one of the other highlights, which is on the other side of things, the startup of the solar facility outside of Americas.
Yeah, and the February storm, we had rolling blackouts, so some of our members were shut off. The transmission system had to shut down to stabilize the grid across the middle part of the United States, and that was not pleasant, especially with the temperatures that we had. Able to work through that, of course. One of the highlights that you mentioned was when we turned on our solar facilities, and those have been working extremely well. Definitely as good as we projected, and that's a very good thing for our members. And, you know, we had a few other things that some people might have heard about, something called a pandemic that we're working through in our offices. We need to close them, open them, close them, open them. At one point, we actually had a third of our employees out at the same time because of either having COVID or being quarantined because of it. So we were getting very nervous. But again, work through it. No disruptions to service, and hopefully that's in our rearview mirror. That's all I can say. If I never hear the word COVID again, that'd be just fine.
So, as far as your electricity production from solar, you mentioned that is working well all across the system.
Yes, it is. It's doing very well. Again, we have one of our facilities is by our Americas substation, so it's north of Emporia. And then the other one is next to our office outside of Fredonia. And it's like I said, they're working extremely well. If you had a few hiccups, you know, like anything else when you first turn them on, but those were very minor, and we were able to work through it. And again, we partnered with Today's Power, a subsidiary of Arkansas Electric Cooperatives, for that those facilities, and it's worked out extremely well.
I know we asked you this a few times last year, but are there any potential plans here, say in the next 3 to 5 years, to perhaps expand on solar as an option here for the utility?
It's a tough one. I mean, we've definitely looked into it because there is some huge savings, but the challenge isn't when we peak, it's the cool days, kind of like this morning where you're going to have full sun. No, there's no air conditioning running, obviously. There's no heaters, hopefully, that'll be running. And so it's just a gorgeous day, and the grid is extremely low. There's not a lot of demand for electricity. Solar works the opposite. It supplies, and you have to make sure there's demand for it. And we're kind of maxed out on our grid as to where we could even put them, because you have to have them big enough to make the economies of scale pencil out. So it's a challenge, but we keep looking at it. And actually, we're also looking at, you know, if batteries get to be the point where they get a little bit more affordable, batteries might be a good option to start installing. But we have no immediate plans for that, but we're looking at that to help shave the peak. You know, during those hot summer days, to help with that those issues.
And Four Rivers General Manager Dennis Vaughn is joining us on our primetime newsmaker. It is 7:32, 33 degrees right now. Looking for 58 before it's all said and done. We, of course, just mentioned a couple of minutes ago about, you know, last year's sub-zero temperatures, and you had the rolling blackouts. What about rates? Is there anything that you know, you're going to have to do with rates adjusting? You know, a lot of money was spent obviously at that time. So, what's your rate situation right now, Dennis?
Well, for right now, we're doing well. One of our challenges with the consolidation, we have two different rate structures between our north and south members. So we're looking at what it's going to take to bring those rate structures together. So we do know with inflationary effects, we're going to get a little lean. So there's probably going to be something, but don't know what, don't know when. We're monitoring. But one of the things we're looking at is trying to figure out how to bring the rates together. And there's other challenges on the grid. A lot of net metering that shifts a lot of those costs to other members. So how do we minimize that with rates? And we have those electric vehicles that are going to be rolling out widespread, and how do we make sure that those aren't being charged on those really hot summer days during those peak hours, shifted to the off hours? And so how do we adjust rates to make sure to encourage but yet discourage during certain times of the day? So all challenges we're going to try to handle through rate design.
Speaking of that here, Dennis, on the EV side of things, what projects may you have here to potentially expand EV availability, specifically either at the vehicle side of things or maybe even at the house/facility side?
Yeah, it's one of those things. Everything is so new. We actually just purchased two electric hybrid minivans. Actually, we got those in Emporia, so appreciate the folks. I know it's I'm not trying to advertise for them, but Clint Boyers were able to get those for us, and we're learning a little bit more about electric vehicles, how they work, how they function, the challenges with plug-ins. You know, we've been talking about what do we do for, you know, the home use. That's where we're going to be focusing is home use chargers, because realistically you need a 240 connection, and not everybody has a 240 in their garage. And so there's going to be some challenges there for homeowners when they're going to have those vehicles. What can we do to make sure that, like I said, that they get those charged up at the lowest cost possible to both the consumer and to us? So that's what we're trying to figure out and work through. Again, primarily through rate design for a lot of that.
Understood. Dennis, anything else before we wrap things up that you wanted to touch base on here, either with the annual meeting coming up here next week or really any larger scale or even moderate scale projects that you got coming up here through the Rio?
Well, we are working on our work plan, so we're going to be doing a lot of construction to improve power quality, things like that. That's coming up. We're starting that work this summer, and it'll be for it's a four-year work plan, so big projects for us. Just the last advertisement for Monday evening, Independence at the Memorial Hall. Meal, 5 o'clock start time. Business meeting starts at 7 o'clock. Encourage all of our members to join us in Independence.
Quickly, before we leave, Dennis, any issues with supply shortages you've had to deal with?
Yes. Anything that takes metal, and any types of metal, transformers, meters, poles, wire, all the different components, we're having shortages. We're working with our suppliers to make sure that we have what we need when we need it. So we're having to order things much ahead of time that we've never had to deal with. In fact, last week or earlier this week, our board authorized us to order some bucket trucks, and we're looking at 2024, 2025, and they're actually requesting the manufacturers are requesting that we place orders for 2026 and 2027. So it's
different,
scary.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dennis, hey, always a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with the meeting Monday, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, that's Four Rivers General Manager Dennis Faunas joining us on our primetime newsmaker here this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker segments, next week is full. Most